Need a voice? I'm your guy. SteveWebVoiceovers.com. Hello and welcome back to the LifeSpring Family Bible. My name is Steve Webb. This is episode number 273, and today we'll be reading Isaiah chapters 27 through 30. Let's begin. Isaiah chapter 27. At that time the Lord will punish with his destructive, great, and powerful sword Leviathan the fast-moving serpent, Leviathan the squirming serpent. He will kill the sea monster. When that time comes, sing about a delightful vineyard. I, the Lord, protect it. I water it regularly. I guard it night and day, so no one can harm it. I am not angry. I wish I could confront some thorns and briars. Then I would march against them for battle. I would set them all on fire unless they became my subjects and made peace with me. Let them make peace with me. The time is coming when Jacob will take root. Israel will blossom and grow branches. The produce will fill the surface of the world. Has the Lord struck down Israel like he did their oppressors? Has Israel been killed like their enemies? When you summon her for divorce, you prosecute her. He drives her away with his strong wind in the day of the east wind. So in this way, Jacob's sin will be forgiven, and this is how they will show they are finished sinning. They will make all the stones of the altars like crushed limestone, and the Asherah poles and the incense altars will no longer stand. For the fortified city is left alone. It is a deserted settlement and abandoned like the desert. Calves graze there, they lie down there and eat its branches bare. When its branches get brittle, they break. Women come and use them for kindling. For these people lack understanding. Therefore, the one who made them has no compassion on them. The one who formed them has no mercy on them. At that time, the Lord will shake the tree from the Euphrates River to the stream of Egypt. Then you will be gathered up, one by one, O Israelites. At that time, a large trumpet will be blown, and the ones lost in the land of Assyria will come, as well as the refugees in the land of Egypt. They will worship the Lord on the holy mountain in Jerusalem. Isaiah chapter 28. The splendid crown of Ephraim's drunkards is doomed. The withering flower, its beautiful splendor, situated at the head of a rich valley, the crown of those who overcome with wine. Look, the sovereign master sends a strong, powerful one. With the force of a hailstorm or a destructive windstorm, with the might of a driving torrential rainstorm, he will knock that crown to the ground with his hand. The splendid crown of Ephraim's drunkards will be trampled underfoot. The withering flower, its beautiful splendor, situated at the head of a rich valley, will be like an early fig before harvest. As soon as someone notices it, he grabs it and swallows it. At that time, the Lord who commands armies will become a beautiful crown and a splendid diadem for the remnant of his people. He will give discernment to the one who makes judicial decisions and strength to those who defend the city from attackers. Even these men stagger because of wine. They stumble around because of beer. Priests and prophets stagger because of beer. They are confused because of wine. They stumble around because of beer. They stagger while seeing prophetic visions. They totter while making legal decisions. Indeed, all the tables are covered with vomit. No place is untouched. Who is the Lord trying to teach? To whom is he explaining a message? Those just weaned from milk. Those just taken from their mother's breast. Indeed, they will hear meaningless gibberish, senseless babbling, a syllable here, a syllable there. For with mocking lips and a foreign tongue he will speak to these people. In the past he said to them, "This is where security can be found. Provide security for the one who is exhausted. This is where rest can be found." But they refused to listen. So the Lord's word to them will sound like meaningless gibberish, senseless babbling, a syllable here, a syllable there. As a result, they will fall on their backsides when they try to walk and be injured, ensnared, and captured. Therefore, listen to the Lord's word, you who mock, you rulers of these people who reside in Jerusalem, for you say, "We have made a treaty with death, with Sheol we have made an agreement." When the overwhelming judgment sweeps by, it will not reach us, for we have made a lie in our refuge. We have hidden ourselves in a deceitful word. Therefore, this is what the sovereign master, the Lord, says, "Look, I am laying a stone in Zion, an approved stone, set in place as a precious cornerstone for the foundation. The one who maintains his faith will not panic. I will make justice the measuring line, fairness the plumb line. Hail will sweep away the unreliable refuge. The floodwaters will overwhelm the hiding place. Your treaty with death will be dissolved. Your agreement with Sheol will not last. When the overwhelming judgment sweeps by, you will be overrun by it. Whenever it sweeps by, it will overtake you. Indeed, every morning it will sweep by. It will come through during the day and the night. When this announcement is understood, it will cause nothing but terror. For the bed is too short to stretch out on, and the blanket is too narrow to wrap around oneself. For the Lord will rise up, as he did at Mount Perazim. He will rouse himself, as he did in the valley of Gibeon, to establish his work, his peculiar work, to perform his task, his strange task. So now, do not mock, or your chains will become heavier. For I have heard a message about decreed destruction from the Sovereign Master, the Lord who commands armies, against the entire land. Pay attention and listen to my message. Be attentive and listen to what I have to say. Does a farmer just keep on plowing at planting time? Does he keep breaking up and harrowing his ground? Once he has leveled its surface, does he not scatter the seed of the caraway plant, sow the seed of the cumin plant, and plant the wheat, barley, and grain in their designated places? His God instructs him. He teaches him the principles of agriculture. Certainly, caraway seed is not threshed with a sledge, nor is the wheel of a cart rolled over cumin seed. Certainly, caraway seed is beaten with a stick, and cumin seed with a flail. Grain is crushed, though one certainly does not thresh it forever. The wheel of one's wagon rolls over it, but his horses do not crush it. This also comes from the Lord who commands armies, who gives supernatural guidance and imparts great wisdom. Isaiah chapter 29. Ariel is as good as dead. Ariel, the town David besieged. Keep observing your annual rituals. Celebrate your festivals on schedule. I will threaten Ariel, and she will mourn intensely and become like an altar hearth before me. I will lay siege to you on all sides. I will besiege you with troops. I will raise siege works against you. You will fall. While lying on the ground, you will speak. From the dust where you lie, your words will be heard. Your voice will sound like a spirit speaking from the underworld. From the dust you will chirp as if muttering an incantation. But the horde of invaders will be like fine dust, the horde of tyrants like chaff that is blown away, and it will happen suddenly in a flash. Judgment will come from the Lord who commands armies, accompanied by thunder, earthquake, and a loud noise, by a strong gale, a windstorm, and a consuming flame of fire. It will be like a dream, a night vision. There will be a horde from all the nations that fight against Ariel, those who attack her in her stronghold and besiege her. It will be like a hungry man dreaming that he is eating, only to awaken and find that his stomach is empty. It will be like a thirsty man dreaming that he is drinking, only to awaken and find that he is still weak and his thirst unquenched. So it will be for the horde from all the nations that fight against Mount Zion. You will be shocked and amazed. You are totally blind. They are drunk, but not because of wine. They stagger, but not because of beer. For the Lord has poured out on you a strong urge to sleep deeply. He has shut your eyes, the prophets. He has covered your heads, the seers. To you, this entire prophetic revelation is like words in a sealed scroll. When they hand it to one who can read and say, "Read this," he responds, "I can't because it is sealed." Or when they hand the scroll to one who can't read and say, "Read this," he says, "I can't read." The Sovereign Master says, "These people say they are loyal to me. They say wonderful things about me, but they are not really loyal to me. Their worship consists of nothing but man-made ritual. Therefore, I will again do an amazing thing for these people, an absolutely extraordinary deed. Wise men will have nothing to say. The sages will have no explanations. Those who try to hide their plans from the Lord are as good as dead, who do their work in secret and boast, 'Who sees us? Who knows what we're doing?' Your thinking is perverse. Should the potter be regarded as clay? Should the thing made say about its maker, 'He didn't make me'? Or should the pottery say about the potter, 'He doesn't understand'? In just a very short time, Lebanon will turn into an orchard, and the orchard will be considered a forest. At that time, the deaf will be able to hear words read from a scroll, and the eyes of the blind will be able to see through deep darkness. The downtrodden will again rejoice in the Lord. The poor among humankind will take delight in the Holy One of Israel. For tyrants will disappear, those who taunt will vanish, and those who love to do wrong will be eliminated. those who bear false testimony against a person, who entrap the one who arbitrates at the city gate, and deprive the innocent of justice by making false charges. So this is what the Lord, the one who delivered Abraham, says to the family of Jacob. Jacob will no longer be ashamed. Their faces will no longer show their embarrassment. For when they see their children, whom I will produce among them, they will honor my name. They will honor the Holy One of Jacob. They will respect the God of Israel. Those who stray morally will gain understanding. Those who complain will acquire insight. Isaiah chapter 30. The rebellious children are as good as dead, says the Lord. Those who make plans without consulting me, who form alliances without consulting my spirit, and thereby compound their sin. They travel down to Egypt without seeking my will, seeking Pharaoh's protection, and looking for safety in Egypt's protective shade. But Pharaoh's protection will bring you nothing but shame, and the safety of Egypt's protective shade nothing but humiliation. Though his officials are in Zoan and his messengers arrive at Hanes, all will be put to shame because of a nation that cannot help them, who cannot give them aid or help, but only shame and disgrace. This is a message about the animals in the Negev. Through a land of distress and danger, inhabited by lionesses and roaring lions, by snakes and darting adders, they transport their wealth on the backs of donkeys, their riches on the humps of camels, to a nation that cannot help them. Egypt is totally incapable of helping. For this reason I call her Proud One who is silenced. Now go, write it down on a tablet in their presence, inscribe it on a scroll, so that it might be preserved for a future time as an enduring witness. For these are rebellious people. They are lying children, children unwilling to obey the Lord's law. They say to the visionaries, "See no more visions," and to the seers, "Don't relate messages to us about what is right. Tell us nice things, relate deceptive messages. Turn aside from the way, stay off the path. Remove from our presence the Holy One of Israel." For this reason, this is what the Holy One of Israel says. You have rejected this message. You trust instead in your ability to oppress and trick and rely on that kind of behavior. So this sin will become your downfall. You will be like a high wall that bulges and cracks and is ready to collapse. It crumbles suddenly in a flash. It shatters in pieces like a clay jar, so shattered to bits that none of it can be salvaged. Among its fragments, one cannot find a shard large enough to scoop a hot coal from a fire or to skim off water from a cistern. For this is what the Master, the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, says, "If you repented and patiently waited for me, you would be delivered. If you calmly trusted in me, you would find strength. But you are unwilling. You say, 'No, we will flee on horses,' so you will indeed flee. You say, 'We will ride on fast horses,' so your pursuers will be fast. 1,000 will scurry at the battle cry of one enemy soldier. At the battle cry of 5 enemy soldiers, you will all run away, until the remaining few are as isolated as a flagpole on a mountaintop or a signal flag on a hill. For this reason, the Lord is ready to show you mercy. He sits on his throne, ready to have compassion on you. Indeed, the Lord is a just God. All who wait for him in faith will be blessed. For people will live in Zion. In Jerusalem you will weep no more. When he hears your cry of despair, he will indeed show you mercy. When he hears it, he will respond to you. The Sovereign Master will give you distress to eat and suffering to drink, but your teachers will no longer be hidden. Your eyes will see them. You will hear a word spoken behind you saying, 'This is the correct way, walk in it,' whether you are heading to the right or to the left. You will desecrate your silver-plated idols and your gold-plated images. You will throw them away as if they were a menstrual rag, saying to them, 'Get out.' He will water the seed you plant in the ground, and the ground will produce crops in abundance. At that time, your cattle will graze in wide pastures. The oxen and donkeys used in plowing will eat seasoned feed, winnowed with a shovel and pitchfork. On every high mountain and every high hill, there will be streams flowing with water at the time of great slaughter when the fortified towers collapse. The light of the full moon will be like the sun's glare, and the sun's glare will be 7 times brighter, like the light of 7 days, when the Lord binds up his people's fractured bones and heals their severe wound. Look, the name of the Lord comes from a distant place, in raging anger and awesome splendor. He speaks angrily, and his word is like destructive fire. His battle cry overwhelms like a flooding river that reaches one's neck. He shakes the nations in a sieve that isolates the chaff. He puts a bit into the mouth of the nations and leads them into destruction. You will sing as you do in the evening when you are celebrating a festival. You will be happy like one who plays a flute as he goes to the mountain of the Lord, the rock who shelters Israel. The Lord will give a mighty shout and intervene in power with furious anger and flaming destructive fire, with a driving rainstorm and hailstones. Indeed, the Lord's shout will shatter Assyria. He will beat them with a club. Every blow from his punishing cudgel, with which the Lord will beat them, will be accompanied by music from the tambourine and harp, and he will attack them with his weapons. For the burial place is already prepared. It has been made deep and wide for the king. The firewood is piled high on it. The Lord's breath, like a stream flowing with brimstone, will ignite it. Amongst the prophecies of destruction today, there was also prophecies of the Messiah. Did you hear it? If you'd like a hint, go back and listen for Talk of a Cornerstone. Thanks for being with me today. I'll see you tomorrow. May God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Like what you hear? I'd be happy to create audio for you. Commercials, narrations, demos. SteveWebVoiceovers.com